at the start of Mutanabe Street, there is, well, there's piles of tat, really. Maps and t-shirts and postcards and baseball caps. But when you wander a few metres down the pedestrianised street, you see what it's all about. Beneath the columns that stretch down either side of the street are books, books and more books, piled on the pavement, sitting on stalls, being wheeled around on trolleys, as philosophy and history, religion and thrillers, romances. Mutanabe is a sprawling marketplace of ideas and passion and debate. Signing his new book in a street cafe, writer Hamid Qasim explains.
This is the only modern place in Baghdad. The rest of the city is a religious battleground and a place of political conflict. Under the pressure of religious fundamentalists, the city has no modernity. Corruption prevails in the country and terrorism threatens the city and Iraq's unity and its people. So it means a lot to me here. The street is one of the unique and modern places in Baghdad because people are looking for what they are missing in their lives.
The street swirls with ideas in the books, in the visitors, in the debate that's everywhere. It's a reminder that Baghdad once jostled with Cairo for intellectual leadership of the Arab world. Wherever you turn, there are people who want to share their thoughts. Faisal Nasser accosted me on the steps of a cafe.
I remember when I was 12 years old, I am now 76. I came with my father.
Is it still a place of debate, a place for intellectuals?
The only window for light, for progressive ideas, is Al-Mutanabbi here now in Baghdad. There is building, two buildings there. It is the small Hyde Park.
Hyde Park corner, the speaker's corner.
Yes, yes.
It's just a short stretch. It takes, what, about 5 minutes to walk down the street. But there is something about the place that makes you come back and back. I ran into a couple visiting Baghdad for the first time in 5 years, and though their time was precious, of course, they came back to Mutanabe Street.
Back in, when I was a student doing my degree, this place is the best. I think it's the hope for Iraqi people. Lots of people are buying books and enjoying the cruise on the river. They are happy. They want to live.
It feels a bit like a sort of breathing space for Baghdad.
Breathing, exactly.
I was telling my wife a month ago, it's like it's something in the middle of the desert, which has hope, because it's mainly the people who come here looking for books and discussing things. There are people who are away from the mainstream, which is mainly to do with loyalty to religious parties. These people are more secular, but they're still minority.
This is the exception, not the rule.
Exactly, this is the exception. They're still minority. They're doing their best.
Do you think it will survive, Mutanabe Street, as this bubble, this exception, will it survive?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel it will, sometimes I don't think so.
For a few hours on a Friday morning, you can bumble and browse, discuss and debate. It is a lovely spot, but it is also a reflection of how grim the rest of the city is that one small street should be so fated.